Now find island-inspired, limited-time flavors at Whole Foods Market for the Explore the Tropics sales event. Enjoy pre-marinated mains like mango coconut salmon and pineapple teriyaki chicken and pair them with seasoned, ready-to-heat beans from a dozen cousins. Need dinner and a snap? Grab zesty lime shrimp salad, mango turkey burgers, and more from prepared foods. And of course, there's the mango yuzu chantilly cake. Explore the tropics and save at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Our next guest is on a mission to visit the most interesting and isolated destinations around the world. And she's sharing with us her once-in-a-lifetime experience in North Korea. And of course, its borders with South Korea remaining closed since 2020. Janet Newenham, founder of Janet's Journeys, joins us this morning. Janet, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. This is one of the most talked about and least visited countries in the world. What was your experience of going there?
Yeah, definitely. I had wanted to visit North Korea for quite a long time, actually. And the borders were closed for the last 6 years, 5 or 6 years. So when it finally opened, I jumped at the opportunity to go. I actually booked my flights less than 3 days before I got there. The borders, they actually only opened for 3 weeks. And while we were inside of North Korea, the borders actually closed again. So now North Korea is actually closed again to visit. So we kind of got lucky in the fact that we were able to go when we did.
What did you see when you went there?
So we were on a guided tour. So to go to North Korea as a tourist, obviously it's not a top destination for tourists, but you have to be on a guided tour. So you have a guide with you at all times. They try and make kind of a normal tourist schedule. So we went to a brewery, we went beer tasting, we went to a soju factory. But then we also visited lots of schools because I guess North Korea is trying to show you they're trying to show you the good parts of North Korea, you know, whether you call it propaganda or what. But, you know, they're trying to show you some of the good parts. So we met lots of students. We met some students that were incredible at English. We met people that were good at sports, a taekwondo show, went to an island, went hiking. I don't know. It's kind of random. We did a lot of random stuff that you probably wouldn't have expected that people would do in North Korea.
What was the evidence, if any, of authoritarianism or of state control of thought?
Yeah. So to be honest, like going in, we obviously, you know, a lot about North Korea. Everyone knows a lot about North Korea. And you kind of think, OK, if you're going in, you're only going to see what they want you to see. And of course, while we did have a strict itinerary, I guess it left a lot of questions. Like, for example, we visited a pharmacy and at the end, we weren't actually sure if it was a real pharmacy or if it was kind of like a pharmacy they'd set up just to show us. And in the schools, like you talk to them and they know a little bit about various countries, but, you know, they're not allowed to leave North Korea. So it's very difficult. Like, but we didn't see anything outwardly that would, you know, that you would be like, oh, wow, we saw poverty. We definitely saw a lot of poverty, especially in the rural areas. And our guides also didn't want us taking photos or videos of anything to do with poverty. I guess that's something they're trying to hide, I guess.
And what about commercialism? Did you see much in the way of evidence of economic activity?
No. So one thing, there's a lot of interesting stuff about North Korea, but there's no advertising advertising is not allowed. So you will not see any ads, any banners, any posters, you know, on the streets. There's no big billboards, you know, nothing like that. It's very hard to tell where the shops are because there's no advertising, you know, outside. They don't have the big shop name. So a lot of the buildings look the same. And even the shops have like curtains pulled across. So you can't even see inside of the shops from the outside. So it's a bit bizarre. And, you know, we were in this city called Resson and the streets were very quiet. Like we were always asking our guides, like, where are all the people? No one drives in North Korea because they don't have fuel due to sanctions. So everyone we saw was either walking or cycling. So it had a bit of an eerie feel when there's not too many people on the streets. Everyone's walking or cycling. COVID is still a thing there. So everyone was still wearing masks, you know, so it's a bit behind other countries in terms of that. So almost everyone we saw was still wearing masks, actually. So that was surprising.
Now, I realize that you probably are unlikely anytime soon to be able to, but if you could, would you go back?
So before I went, and even while I was there, I really wanted to go back because we didn't get to go to Pyongyang, which is the capital city. We only got to go to other areas. And so I always thought I would like to go back. But we had a bit of a difficult time leaving, and everyone got a little bit scared, if I'm going to be honest. And so after leaving and after sort of digesting it all, I think a lot of people now, I don't know if they would go back. You just don't know what could happen to you. You don't know if you've broken a rule or if there's a rule that you don't know is a rule. And they searched all our phones and all of our books and everything leaving, and everyone was pretty worried that maybe we accidentally had something that we shouldn't have. It's not really a normal tourist destination.
It sounds fascinating, Janet. Thank you very much. That is Janet Newenham, founder of Janet's Journeys. And of course, one of the last Westerners to have a chance to go as a tourist to North Korea. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106 if you'd like to get in touch on WhatsApp. Still to come on the show this morning.
He called this a glitch. He said it was the only such glitch in his 2 months back in office.
So is adding a journalist to a group chat planning bombings really just a glitch?
Could you function without your fancy water bottle? Well, for many, they're pretty much adult safety blankets.
But just how clean is that safety blanket? We find out what's living inside your water bottle, and Dermot Gavin looks at the very brief and very spectacular blossoming of the cherry blossoms across Japan. That and a whole lot more to come. If you've missed anything, you can listen back on the News Talk app powered by GoLad. But first, we get the news with Eamon Torsney.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.